Kisham Ravosi, today's daf is Pesachim Daf Nun Tes. We are here at the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis, and again we have started the second part of the Masechta, which deals almost entirely with Korbanos and the Korban Pesach, and the schedule, at least right now we're talking about the schedule of offering the Korbanos on any given day, revolving specifically around the Korban Tamid. And that's a little bit more of that today as well. So we're here, Tana Rabbanan, last Tana Rabbanan on Nun Ches Amud Beis. Two lines up. Tana Rabbanan Tamid Kodim La Pesach. The Korban Tamid would be before the Korban Pesach. Pesach Kodim La Ketores, and after that would be the Ketores. Ketores Kodemes La Neros, and after that they would light the menorah. And the Gemara explains why. Right? Yuchar Davar Shenamar Bo Ba'erev Ubein Harbayim La Davar Shalom Namar Bo Ba'erev Ela Bein Harbayim Bilvad. Right? Let the thing that says by it, i.e. referring to the Korban Pesach, when does it say? What does it say by it? It says Ba'erev, and it also says Bein Harbayim. Right? If you look at Rashi, it quotes the two psukim. Tisbaches haPesach ba'erev, and then v'shachatu also bein harbayim. So it says both of those things, right? In the afternoon or at night, and it says it twice, and that should come after the thing, i.e., the korban tamid, which only says ba'erev once. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, well, if that's true, that's the logic you're using to determine the order of what goes when. So Ketores v'Neros Nami. So what about the Ketores? Offering the Ketores and lighting the menorah every single day, right? That should also nikad mu the Pesach. That should also be before the Korban Pesach, right? Again, what was the schedule on the Brisa? Right, we started off with Tamid, Pesach, Ketores, and menorah. So, why, if you're telling me that the koveya is that something that says ba'erev and be'er arba'im, that should be last. So, the menorah and the Ketores should also be before the Korban Pesach, right? You uchar. Davar shenemar bo be'erev u'bein harbayim, the davar shelo nemar bo ela bein harbayim bavad. Right, it only says bein harbayim by the ketores and menorah. So the Gemara says shani ha'asam demir rachmana oso. No, because there's an extra pasuk. The pasuk of oso teaches me the following: the tanya mi erev yad boker. That pasuk is by the menorah. Tein la midasa shetehidolekes me'erev ad boker. Right, allow it to be, give it its meaning. Pour in as much oil as you need. It's midah, its amount, right, that it should burn from night until morning. Davar acher, or another drasha, ein lecha avoda shekshir me'erev ad boker. There's no other avoda that is kosher from night until morning. And Rashi explains that, what does that mean? That there's no other avoda that you start afterwards, meaning that the menorah is last. So that's why we see the menorah is after the Korban Pesach. So ela zubo vad ma'itayma. How did I read that? Terrible. Sorry. So, davar acher, the other drasha is, in the chav, vod shekshir, me'erev ad boker, ela zu bilvad. Right. Okay. Meaning, period. That's the menorah is the last avoda. My time, what? Why? Because Amar Kar, the pasuk says, yaroch oso aron uvanav me'erev ad boker. Right. The Aaron and his sons should do it from morning till night. Yaroch, they should arrange it. Oso me'erev ad boker, vein davar acher, me'erev ad boker. So, that's what teaches me that the menorah comes after the Korban Pesach, because that's last. Ve'itkish ketoris laneros. And the Ketores and the Neros are mentioned in the same Pasuk. So therefore, they both should come after the Korban Pesach. Okay. Vitanya Kikushan. And we also learned a Brisa, exactly had we like we just asked. Meaning, what we said that the Pesach, Korban Pesach comes after the Korban Tamid. And again, the Gemara why isn't the Pesach also after the Ketores and the Menorah? So there's a Brisa that actually says that exactly, that says that specifically, right? It argues on the Brisa that we just had, right? So the Brisa says like this. This Brisa says that Tamid Kodem the Ketores, the order is, right? Again, the previous order, just to go back on Amud Beis, was Tamid, Pesach, Ketores, and Menorah. Here the order is Tamid Kodem the Ketores, Ketores Kodem is the Neros, Neros Kodem is the Pesach, and meaning the Pesach is last in this Brisa, right? The order here is Tamid Ketores, Menorah, and Korban Pesach. Okay, and the Gemara learns, Yuchar Davar, Shenemar Bo Be'erev Ubein Harbayim, the Davar Shalom Nemar Bo Ela Be'erev, Ela Bein Harbayim, Bilvad. Right, and again, the same logic, right, why the Korban Pesach should come last, because it says Be'erev and Bein Harbayim as well. It says both of those. I vaksivo so. Right? What about the drasha that tells me that the menorah has to be last? Right? So the Gemara says, no, this Brisa says, hi oso, That comes to exclude that there should be no avoda in Beis HaMikdash that comes after the menorah that's inside the Kodesh, right? Inside where the menorah was. My Nihu, what's that referring to? The Ketores, right? Because the Ketores was brought on the Mizbech HaZav, which was inside the Kodesh. So Sagada Edechamina, you might have thought to say, Ho Luxiru V'Halosa Arona Saniros Ben Arbaim Yakhtirena. You might have thought when the Pasuk says that that's when you bring the Ketores, right, that when Aaron lights the candles, that's when you bring the Ketores, you might have thought that Pasuk seems to imply that the Ketores should come after the menorah. So therefore, mi et rechmana oso, right, therefore the Pasuk teaches me oso, and teaches me that menorah is afterwards. So therefore, why does it need to tell me that you have to light it, bein arbaim, right, that meaning, what does that mean to tell me? Not that you've delighted, sorry, Yaktirena, that you have to bring the Ketores Bein Harabayim. So Hachikamra, this is what it means. Hachikamra Achmana, this is what the Torah means. Be'idan de Madlegas Neros, at the time when the Kohen Gadol lights the menorah, so to hey, Makatra Ketores. Let the Ketores already have been brought, right? That's what Rashi says, Makatra Ketores. Where's that Rashi? Where is can never find anything. Right, take me katsu kutores, right? Kvar tehe mikuteres. Let it already have been offered as a kutores offering. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a braisa. Ein lecha davar shekodem l'tamid shel shachar el kutores belvad. The only thing that comes before the tamid in the morning, the korban tamid in the morning, is the kutores. Right, shenemar ba baboker baboker. Right, it says baboker baboker, meaning referring to the korban tamid. V'yuktam kutores. The Ketores says baboker baboker, and v'yuktam Ketores davar shenemar baboker baboker dechtiv v'yikti Aaron as Aaron haKetores samim baboker baboker. Right, that should come first, right before the davar shelo nemar bo ela boker echad. That should come before something that has only one boker attached to it, i.e. the korban tamid. V'enlecha davar shemit akiv acher. Okay, period. I mean, that's the end of that. Now the second point, and there's nothing that comes after the korban tamid in the afternoon, except for the three things that we've been talking about: right? The ketores, the menorah, and the korban pesach. And now we're adding another one: umchusar kipurim be'erev pesach. And so too, someone who's mechusar kipurim on erev pesach. Mechusar kipurim, as we pointed out a couple times, but basically someone who needed to go through a very rigorous tahara process, right? Some tumas, person can go to the mikvah, wait for nightfall, and that's the end of that. But if someone who's, let's say, a mitzora or a zav, right? He or she needs a whole process. Basically, there is going to the mikvah on the seventh day. There is Harav Shemesh, there's nightfall, and then the next day, on the eighth day, they have to bring a korban. Now, that korban has to be brought before the korban tamid. But if a person messes up and doesn't bring it, right, he is still considered to be what's called mechusar kipurim. He's lacking atonement. He still is missing that korban. Now, and he's not fully pure. Now, if that day that we're talking about, if that eighth day is Erev Pesach, if he misses that korban, he's going to be tummy. He's not going to be able to eat the korban Pesach. So that, in that scenario, we would bring the korban of the mechusar kipurim even after the korban tamid. Because he's got to get it done, right? And that's what the Gemara says. Shetovol shenis ve'ochol pischo la'erev, because he has to go to the mikvah again. Midrabanan, he would go to the mikvah on the eighth day as well as the seventh day, and he needs to bring that korban so that he can eat the korban pesach at night. So therefore, we make an exception. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, af mechusar kipurim shayimos hashana shetovol ve'ochol bekachim ba'erev. Even on other days of the year, when let's say a mechusar kipurim, that person again on the eighth day, he still needs to bring his korban, and he forgot, or he wasn't able to, so he has to bring that korban after the korban tamid, in the scenario that he has kachim that he needs to eat at night. Meaning, if he has whatever kachim, if he brought, I don't know, whatever it was, if he has some sort of kachim that he needs to eat, so then he also is allowed to bring his korban after the korban tamid. And then go to the mikvah and then eat that. So the Gemara says, one second. Abishlam Tanakama, I understand the Tanakama, Yavo Asi de Pesach Sheish Bakaris Vidcha Asi de Shlama Jadein Bokaris. Right? When you're faced with two mitzvos here, right? Two options. What are the two options here? You have the Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah say, and if you don't do that mitzvah say, you get karis, right? One of only two mitzvahs assay that the lack of performing that assay is going to result in karis, the other one being prismila. So I understand if your faith, and what, and that's compared to another iser of, you know, another iser, another din, or another halacha of making sure the korban tamid, the last korban of the day. Well, when you're faced with two options, i.e. this guy will either not get the korban Pesach, or will have to bring a korban after the korban tamid, fine. So we the korban Pesach takes precedence, and we'll bring this random korban, right, this mechuzer kippurim korban, after the korban tamid. Elo the Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, but in the second case, korban Rabbi Shmuel, right? My ulme, the hayase, my hayase. Right? This guy's got kachim to eat at night. Right? It didn't ask to eat his kachim, whatever korban we're talking about. Let's say, I don't know, what, even if you brought a random shlomim or whatever, he has to eat kachim that night. He also is not allowed to bring, we're also not allowed to bring a korban after the korban tamid. So why does this guy's kachim at night went out? Right? Those are both ases that are not, you know, there's no chi of kares here. So why do we choose the asay of eating the kachim at night and bring a korban after the korban tamid? Why don't we just choose the din that there are no korbanos? Sorry, buddy, you missed it. You had to bring a korban today, and you missed it before the korban tamid. So Amaravina Amarav Chista Hacha Bechatas Ovas Kinan. Here the case is with a, if you're bringing a chatas as a bird as a chatas, she'in la mizbeach el adama, which only gets blood. Now we need a little bit of a background here. For a metzora who is poor, there are three korbanos that a metzora brings. There's an ola, there's an asham, and there's a chatas. Now the ola is generally a bird. The chatas is a sheep. The asham is a sheep, and the chatas depends on his wealth. So we're dealing with a case where it's a bird. If a poor person brings a bird, right, a wealthy person brings something bigger, but the poor person brings a bird for the chatas. So with that korban, only the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. The body of the bird is not burned on the mizbeach. So basically, in this scenario, right, what are we saying? We're saying, yeah, there's nothing brought on the mizbeach after the korban tamid, but if you have a korban that does not need to be brought on the mizbeach, like the korban chatas of a bird chatas of a poor mitzora, so in that case, that's fine. Only sprinkling the blood, that's not considered to be bringing a korban after the tamid, right? If nothing's going on the mizbeach. That's Rav Chista's answer. Rav Papa gives a different answer. Afilu tem lebchatas behema. It can even be an animal, a sheep chatas for this mitzora. Mala umalina barosho shel mizbeach. And what happens? What are we doing here? We're not burning it on the mizbeach, but what the kohen will do is that he will leave it on the top of the mizbeach. Again, the mizbeach was not small; it was huge. So you could leave it in a corner, right? Again, you could walk around the mizbeach; it was big. So check out the measurements are in Maseches Midos and elsewhere. But basically, it was very big. So you could leave it on top, right? Not on the pyre, P-Y-R-E, right? Not on the fire. So he left it on. You could leave what the Brisa means to do is not to actually bring the korban and burn the sacrificial parts, right? But to leave it on top of the mizbeach, without burning it. Now, in general, leaving a korban overnight is going to mess it up. That's a psul called lina. But Rashi explains that's only that does not apply if you're leaving the animal on top of the mizbeach. And you're leaving it anywhere else will mess it up. But putting it on top of the mizbeach, the Gemara in Zvachim, that says that's not going to turn the animal puzzle. That's not going to mess up the korban. So therefore, you can leave it on top of the mizbeach and then burn it the next morning, right after the korban, tamid. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So if that's the case, right, va'ika asham. But what about the asham of the mitzora? Right, you need to bring that as well. So bishlamar Rav Papa, I understand according to Rav Papa, hainin demalimo. That's, you could do the same thing, right? You could just leave it on the mizbeach, right, without burning it. Elul Rav Chista, according to Rav Chista, what is he going to say? Right, even if there's no issue with bringing the bird after the korban tamid, right, the bird chatas, he's still, right, the mitzvah is still not going to let it, not able to bring the asham. So Amri, so they said simply shikar of asham. Yeah, they did it already. Okay, fine. Vayika ola, but what about the ola, right? Again, we said there are three korbanos that the mitzvah is going to bring, right? There's a bird ola, the asham of a sheep, and then the chatas depends, right, depending on his wealth. So what about the ola? Right, so how do you do that after the Talmid? Right, you'll tell me that the Ola is not important, it right, doesn't matter, and you can just bring the other two korbanos, and the Metzora is good to go, and you'll bring the Ola, I guess, the next day or whatever. Vatanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Shmuel Brosh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broga. This is Rabbi Shmuel, right? Keshem shechatasu ve'asher ma'akven oso, kach olaso ma'akvaso. Right, the Ola is just as important as the other korbanos. Right, shekarva olaso. If you'll tell me that the same answer, but by the asham that we brought it already, and the only one that was left to bring, excuse me, was this bird chatas. So that doesn't work because you meet kreva olaso kodem lechatas rishon. You don't bring the ola before the chatas. Right, that doesn't happen. V'atani, because we're under the brisa, v'ikrivas asher lechatas rishona. Right, you bring the chatas first. So mal tamid lomer, what does the pasuk mean to say? V'im lalamit shetekod demes laola. If it's coming to teach me that the chatas comes before the ola, harek far never. The pasuk said it already. Right, v'as hasheni yasel ola kamishpat. The ola is second. So ella zebana avikol chatas. Right, this is teaching me a rule. Then any time she who could code most call ola habayosi mine. Then any time you have to bring a chatas and an ola. Said so the chatas is brought first. Even if the chatas is a bird and the ola is a sheep or a cow, so then still the chatas comes first. So still, if you can't bring the ola, right, you can't tell me that the ola was brought before the chatas. So it must be that you're still left with this ola to bring. Yeah, I get it that you're bringing the bird chatas, and that's not, you know, you're not burning the bird on the mizbeach, so you can do that after the korban tamid. But what about the ola? Right, the ola also had an issue. It has to be brought. So Amar Rava, shiny ola metzora, the rechmana amar, no, the ola of metzora is different, because the pasuk says, v'hela kohen es ha'ola, the Kohen will bring the Ola Shehela Kvar, that apparently, that in general a Chatas has to come before an Ola, but here by the Mitzora, that you can bring the Ola beforehand. So this must be a case, therefore, where the Ola and the Asham were already brought, and all you have left is the Chatas, is the bird Chatas of a Metzora, and since you're not burning it on the Mizbeach, so according to this answer, according to Rav Papa, that's how you can bring it after the Korban Tamid. Okay. Amar le Rav Shemin bar Abba le Rav Papa. Ledidcha, according to you, again, the Amarta, the Amres Mala Umalina Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, who says that you bring any korban that you need to bring after the korban tamid, you just leave it there on top of the mizbeach. So Kaiman Vavdina Milsa Lakohanim Da'asu Be'Lidik Takana. Right? Really, is that such a good idea? Right? We know, right, that the Kohanim, right? There was leftover fats and sacrificial parts that burned on the mizbeach all night. They were called the Emurim. Right, they would be left. Haktaras Emurim. There'd be stuff that left burning on the mizbeach all night. If we leave these parts of the animal, right, of parts of whatever korban you needed to bring, right, that's saying, you know, that you brought, you just left it on the side there. So that's going to come to a takala. That's going to come. The kohanim going to get messed up, right? The savri diyomahu ve'asilak ture. They're going to think it's regular pieces of animal that were brought during the day before the korban tamid, and they'll throw it on the fire just like everything else, right? Again, they didn't not always succeed in burning all of the animal parts in the allotted time. So that was what they did. They burned it all night, right? The haktar seimurim, all this leftover stuff. They would burn it all night. So how could you leave stuff, right, where it may get confused for other sacrificial parts that you should be burning, right? This stuff you shouldn't be burning. It's off on the side. But it's on the mizbeach. So how could you tell me that's going to mess up? A kohanim going to mess up and they're going to burn it by accident? So Amalei, he said, nope. Kohanim's reason him. The kohanim are careful. Well, we find that all over the place, right? They're going to put the chatas right on either they're going to put it in a place where everybody knows this should not be burned, or they'll tell the kohanim that are in charge of burning, right? Lamaisa, the kohanim will be careful. Amalei Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana, Amalei Rav Huna, the Rav Nasan, the Rav Papa. Okay, fine. I get it that they're careful, but if you haven't burned the emurim, right, the parts of the animal that need to be burned, the kohanim are not allowed to eat the korban. Right? If any chatas that's not burned, right, the kohanim cannot eat before the mizbeach, quote unquote, eats. The Tanya is willing to write. Say, Yochol Yehi Kohanim Rishayim Bechazei V'Shok Kodem Haktar Seimurim. You might have felt that the Kohanim can eat their parts of a korban, the Chazei, which is the What is chazeof, right? It's chicken breast. So the breast of the animal and the shok and the leg and the thigh, right? So you might have thought that they're allowed to eat before you throw it on the mizbeach. Tamalomer, therefore the pasuk says, v'iktir ha-kohen ha-chaylev ha-mizbeachah, right? The kohen should put the chaylev on the mizbeach. V'hadar v'hadar, and afterwards it says, v'hayah chazeh la'aron ubanav. Only after does it say that the kohanim can eat the breast of the animal. So you can't eat until after you burn the fats. And if the kohanim haven't eaten the meat, so then bailim lomas kapri. Then the atonement of the bailim, of the people who own the animal, the people who brought the korban, right? They have not gained atonement yet. Right, the Tanya, because we learned vachlu osam asher kupar bahem. Right, melamed shal kohanim uchlim ubailim niskaprim. Right, so what? Why does it help that you put the parts of the animal on the mizbeach to be burned the next day? Right, this guy needs kaparat now. Right, if you're telling me that you're going to have to wait until tomorrow, so then you have to wait until tomorrow so that the kohanim eat it, and this guy needs kapara right now. He needs to become right either mechus kipurim or whatever. He needed to become tahor. This guy needs to have his korban accepted. So why does it help if you just leave the parts of the animal on the mizbeach to be burned the next day? So Amalei, so he said, no. Kevin delo efshar asom kimish nitmusha avdu. Since this is a special case, because we can't burn right the parts of the animal of the korban chatas because it's after the korban tamid. So Chazal said, yeah, you're gonna get kapara. The kohanim are meaning the kohanim are allowed to eat their portions of the korban chatas. We make it as if the sacrificial parts became tame, or they got lost. Tanya, because we learned that right. So yochol nitmu emurim osha avdu lo yu kohanim zakayim v'chazev of v'shok. You might have thought that if the parts that have to go on the mizbeach got lost or became tame, the kohanim are not allowed to eat their portions. So therefore, tamalomar v'yach chazev la'aron ubanav mikol makom. So therefore, the pasuk said that no, Aaron and his kid, the kohanim, can eat it regardless. So therefore, no, the guy will get kapara because we made it as if the sacrificial parts became tame or got lost, and therefore the kohanim can eat it. Therefore, the guy is going to be able to get his kapara. Rav Kahana Rami, Rav Kahana Rami Ksiv. Rav Kahana quoted two psukim and noticed that they contradict each other. Lo yalin chelav chagiyat boker. On the one hand, it says you shouldn't leave over fats of a korban, I guess chagiga, till the next morning. Ad boker hu dilu yalin kol alayla kulo yalin. But you are allowed to leave it, right? Implying that you're allowed to leave it all night, but not, you have to make sure to burn it before the next morning. Uksiv, but then the pasuk says, v'ktir alech avleh shlamin. Right, that about the korban tamid, you can burn it with the fats of the korban shlamin, implying that alech shlamin kol ha-korbanos kulam, right, that you have to finish all the burning of all the korbanos, right, implying that you can't burn anything after the korban tamid. So, can you burn it all night, or you're not allowed to burn anything after the korban tamid? So, who mosuv lahu mafarikra? So he asked the question, and he answered it. Kishinitosru, meaning when it was left over, right? Meaning the first part, the first pasuk is talking about when there was any leftover fat from a korban that had the blood was sprinkled already. So, in that case, you can burn it after the korban tamid, like we explained. If you sprinkle it. Maybe we didn't mention that yet. Alright, I don't remember. But either way, if the blood was sprinkled, so then you can burn fats from the korban or whatever it is from the korban on the mizbeach after the korban tamid. Then that's fine. That's what they burn all night. But if the case where the blood was thrown afterwards, so then you're not allowed to burn anything after the korban tamid. So Rami le Safra, Rav Safra le Rav. Rami Rav Safra put a similar contradiction. Asked the following question from Rav. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Lo yalin laboker zevachag haPasach." You can't leave the korban pesach until morning, implying that laboker hu dilu yalin hakol laila le yalin. But you are allowed, implying that you can't leave until the morning, but you can leave it all night, right? As long as you get rid of it, right? And as long as you burn it before the morning. But the pasuk says, "Olah Shabbos b'Shabbato," right? You're allowed to burn the ola of Shabbos on Shabbos. V'lo olas chol b'Shabbos, but you're not allowed to burn a korban ola of the weekday on Shabbos. V'lo olas chol b'yomtiv, and you're also not allowed to burn korban ola of a weekday on Yom Tov. So how can you burn the korban Pesach on at the night of Yom Tov. Well, again, the Korban Pesach was brought on Erev Pesach. Right? And you're telling me that you're allowed to burn it the entire night of Pesach? Right? You're telling me here that you're not allowed to burn Korbanos from a weekday on Shabbos, or a weekday on Yom Tov. So how does that work? Right? The Korban Pesach was shechted and offered Erev Pesach. How could you burn it the entire night of Pesach? He said, that's a good question. It's already been asked. Rabbi Abba Bar Chia asked this to Rabbi Avo, and he answered that the case is where Erev Pesach is Shabbos, like this year. Because, yeah, you can't bring the Korban from a weekday to Shabbos or a weekday on Yom Tov, but you can bring Korbans from Shabbos on Yom Tov. So that's how it works. That's what the pasuk is talking about. So Amar Lei Mishum Dechal VeShabbos Kriven BeYom Tov An Nikam VeNeim Alei B'Hai Krav Arbasar Shechalios BeShabbos With the Ketiv. He's saying, what are you talking about? Just because you're allowed to bring korbanos from Shabbos to Yom Tov, right? You can establish that this pasuk is only in that case when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Right? That's what the pasuk says. That only that case. Right? You have all these psukim. Right? But we're going to read it on. I think it's this week's parsha. Parsha's Bo. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Oh, maybe a little bit later. Not sure. Anyway, certainly the stuff that we read on Pesach and all these lo yalim chay labokas zevachak hapazach rishis pekerei admaschata read right loos of a shal gadiba chalivimo etc. right all that's you can establish that pasuk that's what it means. So Amar Leis, he said back to him shavke lekrod who doche kumokim anavshei said yeah what am I supposed to do leave the pasuk alone. Because it's a lousy pasuk, not a lousy chas v'sham, meaning it's dachuk, it's very difficult to understand. The only way you can understand it, right, there's a contradiction, and the only way you understand the contradiction is if you attribute the pasuk to being in this specific case. So yeah, nechanami, that the Torah is saying that if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so then you can burn the Korban Pesach the entire night. Okay, fine, b'seder gomor. Shkoyak Oler Rebosu, we'll stop here at the Mishnah, we'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.